Areena.
Hi there. Remember me? You may have seen my byline, Mark B. Odom, at the top of stories on Yle News. You might have heard me here quite a bit a few years ago after we launched the All Points North podcast nearly 300 episodes ago. You'll probably hear more from me, particularly if this show goes well. I have to admit to being a little nervous about doing it solo, but that's kind of what this episode is about, dealing with feelings. But sometimes feelings and emotions can become unmanageable and overwhelming, and that's when it's a good idea to look for help. I should point out that this podcast will mention the potentially triggering topics of mental illness and suicide. So if you think that could be problematic, you might consider listening to another episode of APN. But I hope you'll stick around. Let's get started. As someone who moved to Finland from the U.S. in my early 20s, I'm very familiar with the challenges and frustrations that immigrants face here. I'll have to kind of reveal my age now. My first stint in Finland began in 1990. And believe me, it was a very different time. There was no internet or social media, and even a short phone call home to the U.S. was prohibitively expensive. I think I've blocked out most of the homesickness and comforts that I missed so much back then, not to mention having the technology that offers the many resources and guidance that Finland now offers to newcomers. But I found ways to stay connected, like buying day-old Herald Tribune newspapers, listening to English news on a shortwave radio, and sending letters to family and friends. Keep in mind, this was years before I was able to land a proper job in Finland. I know the struggle all too well. At the same time, the early 90s saw Finland sink into a severe economic depression. It seems that many people were depressed then, too. In 1990, the country recorded more than 1,500 suicides, an all-time high. Luckily, a major effort managed to halve the number of suicides since then, but there's still room for improvement, even in the allegedly happiest country in the world. But I did have it easier than many other immigrants. I had some extended family around for support. Many other newcomers aren't that lucky, and they arrive without any relatives in a place known for its long, dark winters and its, pardon the generalization, somewhat introverted population. Even so, it was at times very challenging. Looking back, I guess I would have benefited from getting help from a professional who could guide me in positive directions. Citizens and immigrants are entitled to support for some mental health services from Finland's benefits agency, Kela, particularly if their issues make them unable to work or study. Back in 2021, research at the University of Turku found that Finland's immigrants were 2.5 times more likely to develop mental health disorders than the general population. But immigrants were found to use mental health services less than their Finnish-born counterparts. Earlier this week, we asked our audience to tell us about their experiences in seeking and finding help with their own mental health. Many told us about long waiting lists to get access to services, and one anonymous commenter noted that, quote, "trying to integrate in Finland can in of itself be a traumatic experience." Some said they had trouble figuring out how to get help. Others suggested their mental health caregivers weren't really listening to their issues. We received an email from a researcher who wished to remain anonymous, so we'll call her Diane, but we've confirmed her identity. She recounted an experience of workplace exclusion at a Finnish university. According to her, workplace exclusion isn't being properly addressed because it's more difficult to prove than harassment or bullying. Diane said she felt that the psychologist she eventually saw about the issue didn't listen to her concerns. She asked that we use text-to-speech technology to read her story.
Mental health support was available through occupational health care, so it was very accessible and I didn't have to pay anything. But the psychologist dismissed my concerns of being excluded, and this led to me having to change my job and being unable to fully recover for almost a year.
Earlier this week, I went to Audi, Helsinki's always bustling central library, to meet with clinical psychology therapists Annabelle Battersby and Dr. Hattie Frances Ehrenholm. They run a private capital area-based practice called Compass Psychology. They and other staff offer therapy sessions in a dozen different languages, including English. Battersby is from Australia and Frances Ehrenholm is from the UK. They studied clinical psychology in their home countries and have been practicing in Finland for around 8 years. Battersby speaks English with her clients while Frances Ehrenholm speaks English and Swedish, the language she learned to integrate in Finland. But Battersby says their progress didn't happen overnight.
It was quite hard and lonely, I think, at first. Yeah. And I met Hattie because I was trying to reach out to anyone I had even heard a whisper of being a foreign psychologist in Finland. So we kind of tried to find each other, and you know, that process has been going on for about 8 years.
Annabelle's very good at networking.
They've observed some common themes during therapy sessions with immigrants.
I mean, I would say one of the common themes is experience of being a migrant and losing your competence as grown adults. So there's this kind of one concept called mastery of the environment. Mm-hmm. So, you know, feeling competent is really important for your well-being. Mm-hmm. And I think many, many adults lose that the moment they set foot, you know, on Finnish soil.
Like, what's an example?
Like, for example, I have a client, very typical English-speaking, really highly educated man, but of course he doesn't speak Finnish because he's only been here for 2 or 3 years. And so he doesn't speak Finnish. So he, you know, he had this feeling that in every everyday situation he'd have to speak Finnish, but he doesn't know how to. So he would be incredibly nervous and just not say anything at all. And, you know,
feeling that you don't belong, but also having to take some steps back in your career path as well.
Yep.
And another thing that often comes up is loneliness. Mm. I'm feeling disconnected, and a lot of people struggle getting used to the Finnish communication style, mm-hmm. the silence. Mm. That's hard for a lot of people.
They also say they commonly see clients with symptoms of depression or anxiety, but that feelings of isolation that the immigrant experience often involves can further worsen their symptoms.
The experience of being an immigrant can trigger sort of old relational patterns that might well have been sort of more integrated in the home country, and then there's a sense of not being integrated in a country can kind of feed into your difficulties of not being integrated in, as a person as well, I think.
Mm. And it's much easier to get depressed if you don't have a job. And you know, Finland is a very like work-centric society, you know, especially for women as well. And if you don't have a job, you are like out of that system.
The very first step in seeking out mental health support from public services in Finland is to make a doctor's appointment at your local healthcare center. There, a physician can decide whether or not to issue a referral to a psychiatrist. Some of the comments we received came from people who said they managed to get the help they needed, but that the journey was not straightforward. Some cited delays in securing therapy appointments, and some said they were prescribed medication while they waited. We also received a comment from Clint, who lives near the Russian border. He has nothing but good things to say about his experience with public mental health care services, even though reaching them turned out to be a fluke. After his sports watch alerted him about a possible health issue, he booked a doctor's appointment. However, the physician didn't suggest blood or other tests. Instead, Clint was handed a referral to see a psychologist.
Unfortunately, he was fobbed off by a doctor who didn't believe that I was as sick as that I claimed. And instead of referring me to the appropriate health, he referred me to a psychiatrist, which I was a bit insulted by at the time, but it was the best thing that ever happened to me here in Finland with mental health, because the psychiatrist went over and above the call of duty to make sure that I got the right actual physical health, but then took care of the mental health side as well. And I now see a mental health nurse who is an absolute great guy. And I think this just shatters the stereotype of Finnish people have this reputation of being stoic and standoffish. But like I say, when it comes to getting help, they're very different to what Australians are.
However, Clint also told me that before getting things sorted out, he'd been unsuccessful in reaching Mental Health Finland's helpline that offers limited hours of volunteer services in English, either because the number was engaged or it was closed down. Once you've found a therapist, the journey isn't over. Even when they're speaking the same language, there's a risk of communication problems, and sometimes that's down to differences in cultural norms. Battersby and Francis Anholm say they've noticed stark differences between foreign-educated psychologists and their counterparts who trained in Finland. The term cultural competency came up. According to them, Finns tend to inherently trust that authorities, schools, and other agencies usually address major societal problems like child abuse before they get out of hand. But they say that those cultural gaps can be troublesome. They've both heard from childhood abuse survivors saying they'd been encouraged by Finnish therapists to try to work things out with their abusive parents. She says her foreign-trained counterparts would not offer that kind of advice under those circumstances.
I hear things from clients, Finnish therapists, kind of asking, well, why can't you ask your family members to be reasonable? Maybe you can have some communication with them. But they're coming from the Finnish perspective, which is that society supports families. You know, there are systems for Finns. Society will intervene if a child is mistreated. Whereas we're seeing clients who come from countries where that's not the case. We see people who were abused and mistreated every single day of their childhood in a society where children aren't protected. And so the Finnish therapist's advice therefore becomes
obsolete.
It's obsolete and also dangerous
yeah.
in some ways
yeah.
to tell a client, you know, persist in keeping in contact with your family when the family is quite dangerous.
And I think that's something about Finland in general, like the services, the social services, the schools, the community. It's there's so much of it and it's so good that perhaps Finnish psychologists and psychotherapists forget that about
other
country, that they just, you know, that they there's nothing to hold you if you fall. And yeah,
but there's no, I mean, why wouldn't they know? I mean, there's movies and TV and culture.
They don't know.
Education too. I mean, is this ignored?
I just think like it's part of that kind of cultural understanding. I mean, their own cultural experience is like that. Why would they be able to conceive of it in a person that, you know, there isn't child protection in a certain country? They just don't necessarily know that.
Yeah.
Ostensibly, they would understand that, you know, child abuse is bad.
Yeah.
And if you were unprotected during childhood, that would be bad.
Yeah.
And but go and try to make up with your mom or dad or whatever.
Yeah. That's the stories we hear.
Battersby and Anholm also helped found a volunteer association called the PPF. It's a group for trained psychologists from abroad and has around 70 members. Among other things, they help practitioners in networking, professional development, and regulatory compliance. It can be difficult for people who don't speak Finland's two official languages to find therapists who speak their own mother tongue that qualify for Kela subsidies. That means in some cases they end up having to pay for all of their therapy costs, if they can. Battersby and Francis Anholm say they only know of around 5 foreign-born and foreign-educated therapists who speak English in Finland with psychotherapy licenses from the regulator Valvira. That enables them to accept clients who use Kela subsidies to pay for therapy. Francis Anholm emphasized that only those with the protected title of psychotherapist can see clients for Kela subsidized sessions. She added that psychotherapy programs in Finland are one of few professional training courses in the country that carry tuition fees. with a 3.5-year part-time course costing around 30,000 euros. The two therapists characterized the current situation as, quote, elitist. In a follow-up email, Battersby told me that many Finnish therapists speak English, but that doesn't contribute to the diversity of therapists and doesn't help migrants to find foreign-born therapists who speak their language. She said it isn't that Finland needs more therapists who are able to speak English, as many of the highly educated practitioners already can. However, she said Finland does need more cultural and linguistic diversity in the profession and therapists who understand the experience of being migrants. And they've done something about it. A multi-year joint effort of their association and the University of Jyväskylä has resulted in the approval of an English language psychotherapy training course for mental health professionals that'll begin in 2026 and last for 3 to 4 years. Student recruitment efforts will begin early next year. Upon completion of the part-time program, graduates will be registered as psychotherapists, enabling them to serve native English speakers and other clients who use the subsidies. Battersby says it's the first course of its kind. The program plans to train up to 28 students, but at least right now it'll only run once. They're still not sure whether the program will be offered again. But looking at the clock, I see our time's up. I want to extend my thanks to everyone who shared their experiences in the many messages, emails, and comments we received. If you'd like to join in the conversation, you can reach All Points North on WhatsApp on +358 44 421 0909, or send us an email to allpointsnorth@yle.fi. Now it's time to take a look at what made news in Finland this week. Finnish President Alexander Stubb provided a critical analysis of international politics in a speech to the 80th session of the UN General Assembly in New York.
Now, most of the speeches that we've heard here today have highlighted the fact that the world order, balance, and dynamics are changing, much like they did after World War II when the UN was founded. I actually think that the post-Cold War order is over, but we don't know what the new order is going to look like. It will take at least 5 to 10 years for things to settle. And my message to this assembly today is that regardless of the size, each and every member state of the United Nations has agency, a say in how the new world order will look like. It is important that we all use this power wisely and responsibly.
Back in Finland, food prices will increase by an average of about 2% next year. That's according to an estimate by the Economic Institute, PTT. Tax changes are coming next year. Value-added tax will be reduced on food, restaurant meals, medicines, and books. At the same time, the inheritance tax will be lowered. However, home office deductions will come to an end. Foreign investment in Finland grew by 2.4 billion euros last year. According to Invest in Finland, they reached a total of 83.5 billion euros. Still, the agency says more capital is needed. Foreign investment accounts for about a third of Finland's GDP, far below Sweden's 74%. Sweden also remains Finland's largest investor, responsible for roughly a quarter of all foreign direct investment. And finally, the tourists came back. Statistics Finland reports that foreign tourism is rebounding, with visitor numbers returning to pre-pandemic levels. Over the summer, Germans topped the tourist list, spending the most overnight stays in the country. They were followed by visitors from Sweden, while tourists from the United States ranked third. Before we wrap things up, I have the APN tip of the week for what to watch on Yle Areena. It's an hour-long documentary about Israeli settlers by Louis Theroux. 14 years after his first visit, he meets some of the growing community of religious nationalist Israelis who have settled in the occupied West Bank. While the world's attention is fixed on Gaza, Louis learns that settlers are already preparing to move into that territory, too. Well, it's time to wrap up this week's show. I hope you're doing well and look forward to our next meeting. Today's episode of All Points North was produced and presented by me, Mark B. Odom. My production assistant was Zena Iovino, and the audio engineer was Pasi Ilka. Bye-bye.